I have a confession to make. I'm famous. I mean, it's not like anyone has ever asked me for my autograph. In fact, most people wouldn't even admit that they know who I am. But I have thousands of fans. Maybe even millions. I guess you could call me a secret celebrity. You see, back before I was famous, when I was still in high school, I would spend lots of time hanging out on my Uncle Don's farm. He only lived an hour out of town, you know, like way out in the sticks, and I used to drive out to visit him almost every weekend. Okay, Uncle Don was a bit strange, you know, he never married, and he always used to tease me by saying things about how great it was to have a cute young girl hanging around. But it didn't bother me that Uncle Don was kind of creepy, because, well, I got to visit the animals, especially Duke, my uncle's horse. I would spend hours riding Duke all over Uncle Don's land, through the woods, through the fields, along the stream. Nothing made me feel more free than exploring nature. Just me and Duke. I really did love that horse. And one summer afternoon, I really found out just how much I loved him. It was August, and we were in the middle of a heat wave. You would have thought I was on my way to the beach if you were to look at me. I had my hair tied back in a ponytail, and I was just wearing boots, a bikini top, and a pair of tight jean shorts. You know, the kind cut so low that the pockets hang out from the legs. Well, when I drove the driveway to the farmhouse, I saw Uncle Don was waiting for me outside. When I walked up to say hi, he was holding a canvas grocery bag, and I could tell from the look on his face that he was nervous about something. And then he told me there was something wrong with Duke. He said it was his nerves, and he was getting too jittery to ride. I loved riding that horse so much, so of course I asked him if there was anything I could do to help. And my uncle just, well, he just gave me that creepy smile of his and told me there was something that could work. So he led me back behind the barn where Duke was. I mean, Duke looked fine to me, but, you know, what do I know? I'm not a vet. And so I asked what we needed to do to make him feel better. My uncle explained that he could tell Duke really loved me and trusted me, and I was probably the only one who could help him. So I reached up and hugged Duke around the neck and said I would do anything. Anything to make Duke feel better. So Uncle Don told me I needed to get on my knees. I kind of looked at him. I was a little confused. Uncle Don explained that horses are a lot like men. When they get so stressed, there are certain things that a woman can do to help relieve that stress. Now, I mean, I wasn't stupid. I could see where this was going, but for some reason, I knelt down anyway. I mean, maybe I was curious, or I think maybe I just loved Duke so much and wanted to do anything to make him feel good. After that, Uncle Don didn't even have to tell me what to do anymore. I mean, I basically forgot he was even standing there. It was just me and Duke. And I reached over and grabbed his giant cock and slowly began to stroke it. I mean, it was so big, I couldn't even get my whole hand around it. I could feel it throbbing and growing even bigger as I gently stroked it with both hands. I mean, part of me felt like a filthy whore, a really, I don't know, perverted weirdo. I mean, I was jerking off a horse. But then I would think about all the time I had spent with Duke, and I realized that everything that horse had done for me, I owed him. I wanted to make him happy. And that's when I brought the head of his big horse cock to my face, and there was a moment of hesitation, but then I began to kiss the head of it. I almost instinctively pulled off my bikini top with one hand and began to tease my nipples, licking the head of that giant horse dick. I let go of him just long enough to pull my top completely off and toss it to the side before I grabbed him again with both hands, began to rub my lips and tongue down his long shaft. I mean, before I even knew what I was doing, I was forcing him into my mouth. I really can't even say how I managed to fit it in, but soon my entire mouth was filled with his cock. Sorry. With my face stuffed full, and while I was jerking off his shaft with my right hand and rubbing myself through my shorts with the left, I can remember hearing Duke begin to grunt, and then something hot just slammed the back of my throat. And I swallowed again and again. I couldn't keep up with Duke's cum. I mean, that massive orgasm, thick streams of horse cum shooting out of the sides of my mouth. And after I pulled him out, I kept jerking him off with both hands. And well, I let him finish on my face and tits. And oh, God. I'll never forget how he felt when his hot, sticky horse cum just drenched my body. "Good boy, Duke," I told him as I licked my lips. "Good boy." When Duke was done, I looked over at Uncle Don, and I was surprised to see he was holding one of those flip cameras. You know, I hadn't even noticed, but he'd been filming the whole thing, and I had no idea what to do, but I just kind of waved and smiled at him. And Uncle Don had this biggest smile on his face when he put the camera down. And he told me I did an amazing job and was just, you know, perfect for Duke. And then, you know, he gave me a towel and helped me clean up. And Uncle Don and I never talked about what happened that day. I mean, we were both just, I mean, he was probably too embarrassed. I mean, I know I was, and kind of ashamed that it had happened. Well, after I graduated high school, I moved out of town and into the city, and I got a job as a waitress in a small apartment I could barely afford. I mean, I had friends, and a lot of them asked me why I never tried dating, and I would just brush it off and tell them I was shy or too busy. But the truth is, what happened between me and Duke had changed me. The only thing that turned me on anymore was the idea of girls being with animals. Almost every night I would lay in bed and browse filthy bestiality forums to read stories, look at pictures, watch videos. I mean, most of the videos had silly names like Doggy Style with Molly MP4, Horsing Around with Keisha, Melissa Hartz. One night while browsing an animal forum, I saw someone had posted a video called Daisy and Duke. It reminded me, of course, of my Duke, so I downloaded it. But when I opened that file, I was horrified. It was my Duke and me, the video that Uncle Don had recorded there online for the whole world to see. I guess Uncle Don couldn't keep that video to himself. And as I watched it, I felt humiliated, and I was horrified and so turned on. And I mean, it was like my own personal time machine. It brought me right back to that moment on Uncle Don's farm. In fact, I couldn't stop watching the video. I mean, I had it on loop. I would watch it as I read the comments in the forum. I mean, random weirdos were saying things like, "Look at that whore go," and "Lucky fucking horse." And somehow, knowing people were watching me suck off Duke made it even hotter. I spent hours that night playing with myself, reading forum comments, and just... I mean, I couldn't believe it. It wasn't long after that that I started getting recognized. I would be shopping at the mall, and I would notice a guy staring at me with a puzzled look on his face. At first, I thought I was just imagining it, but it kept happening. I would be out, and I would notice men staring at me, as if they were trying to figure out if I was really the girl from the filthy video they saw online. I saw one guy in the grocery store with his wife. I could tell he had just recognized me, and as soon as his wife wasn't looking, I winked at him, smiled, and licked my lips. You should have seen his eyes. They went wide, and he dropped the jar of olives he was holding. And as they smashed against the floor, I knew it was official. I was famous. I even started getting noticed at work. I mean, this one time I was waiting on a couple of college guys, and after I took their order and began to walk away, I heard one of them mumble something to the other about a horse. And the next day they came back with five of their friends. Word spread, and pretty soon I had tons of men who came into the restaurant just to get waited on by me. And I used to flirt with them a bit, wink at them, shake my ass a little more when I walked. And I started making a ton of money in tips. I hate to admit it, but I kind of love being a famous horse slut. I mean, I love being recognized by my fans. So, where do I go from here? Well, I just went shopping for a new outfit. Some boots, a slutty little top, and the shortest denim shorts I could find. Then I cut them even shorter. This weekend, I'm going on a road trip back home to give Uncle Don a visit. I'm gonna ask him if he still has his camera. I love my adoring fans. I think they deserve a sequel.